Blog Talk Radio.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. This episode basically deals with, I'd say, a part two of what we talked about last week and with supplementation and supplements and, you know, whether if you needed them or not. Because, you know, some people just have those metabolisms that just are blessed, and some people have to do extra work and get sick a little bit quicker because of their body depleting a little faster. It depends on basically on you. But the main thing that I was trying to stress about is the information about them and how you can go about doing supplementation safely and make sure you're not getting any illegal or banned substances in the process. I'm not trying to dictate anyone's life when I was saying what I was saying. I was basically dealing more on the point of, you know, so you don't have that gotcha moment, what everybody's been saying lately, where you have basically been pigeonholed into a corner because of something that you either didn't know about or just had put blind trust and had put your natural bodybuilding career at risk. Not worth the trouble of dealing with things that happen because your body, you know, you feel is in some way not receiving diet, the food, the nutrition, whatever. I mean, there's so many things that go into prep. There's so many things that go into training. There's so many things that go into basically your day. You could be more stressed. You could be, it's so many things that happen. And, you know, supplements either are a blessing or a curse if you try to just, it's on the blessing side, you have the supplements basically doing what your diet can't. Because, you know, a lot of us, as much as we like to prep food, if you get stuck over at hours at work, you might, you know, run out of food or your meal, and you have to look to another source for your diet. It's good to have supplements on hand, protein, oatmeal, you know, something that can be filling to get you to your next meal. To me, I don't think that's dictating your day by me making that the podcast last week. It was basically just to say, be careful. Because it's your health, it's your life, and, you know, the whole trick is going about it in a health and safe, a healthy and safe manner. I guess I have to apologize for not being more clear about that or not putting more information into the fact that be more than careful on how we're treating our bodies, because if you fail a drug screening, look at all you lose. You're not just losing a chance at a show. You're basically losing your reputation as a natural athlete. And if you are sincere in how you're going about it, then that's frightening when you think about it. We don't want to be that person that no one trusts because we might seem like we've cheated someone in some form or fashion. It's just not worth it. So do be more cautious about what you do. Do inspect what you're getting, and do find people that are just as passionate about supplements as you are about exercise, health, and fitness. It seems so simple, but there are a lot of people with very busy lives. They have so much going on that this might be one aspect of their life that they overlook. And because of that choice, their reputation, their natural bodybuilding career, and anything else is either stained, blotted, or ruined. simply off of a supplement that they thought was legit. Now, some, I'm going to tell you, it's BS. Let's be honest. You, with the amounts that these people are failing over, no. Let's not even try to give them the benefit of the doubt. But then there are others where you have the test that's failed, and then you find out there is some either a fraudulent label or something added that's not on the label. You just don't know. I'd rather you find out ahead of time than to find out afterwards. Because if you're trying to be healthy and fit, it should concern you more than it could should concern the drug swing. And that's just if you're being honest about what's going on. If you're not, then, you know, God knows you are. To be mindful of the people that follow us, of the people that, you know, I like to say we like to have all the attention on us when things are going right. But that attention doesn't go away when things are going wrong. We ask for that attention. We ask for that spotlight. And then when it shines, you can't say cut it off just because things aren't going the way you had planned. You planned to have everybody watching you. So plan that they are. And plan on a bad day, they're still going to do it. So supplementation is just another way for these things to just either pan out and go as planned, or if you don't do your homework, your research, and just basic checking a label, because some of these things are listed. And it's an easy find if you know what you're looking for. But how many of us are checking the banned substances? You know, and if you're not going to check it, at least have a supplement company that does. It's too easy a mistake and too easy to do for us to overlook it anymore. I mean, it's almost like a job, and they have a list of criteria that you can do at work or not do at work, and then you say, well, you know, because I didn't read the list, I shouldn't be punished for it. If the list is out there, it's out there for a reason. And that means we have to cover ourselves to make sure that we're not on the bad side of that list. What are you going to do when things go wrong because you didn't do your research? Do you hate the person that says you failed? Do you hate the organization? Do you hate the media, social media, for putting it out there? Or are you more upset with yourself because you didn't do something so simple and it's costing you now so much? It's just not worth what's going on. So why not do that little bit? And why not catch it before it becomes an issue? And why not just do that simple thing that saves everything that you have basically been holding on to? It is your life, and it is your career. You know, we have too much going on in life to have a simple thing derail us. And if you're not checking the labels, if you're not checking doing your research, if you're not just doing the simple things that keep you out of harm's way, then are you upset with everybody that's basically done what they were supposed to do by catching you with an illegal substance? Or are you more upset with yourself for for not catching the illegal substance before it became a part of you. I'm not doing this to pick anyone in particular. I'm not trying to put anyone on blast. I'm trying to ensure that the natural community really understands what we're getting involved with when we start competing. We have to work harder at what we do because it's the choice we made in life. We choose to work harder by not taking enhancements. We choose to run a better life and lifestyle because we have to do harder work to engage that muscle to respond in the way that's healthy and fit. But we also have to do our work with our own minds. And our mind is a muscle as well, whether we accept it or not. It's too many things available as far as information, research, doorways, platforms, whatever you want to look at it, that can open the door to the knowledge that you're seeking. Too many people that are passionate about supplements and supplementation that are available to where we can just, you know, ask them, hey, you know, what's really going on here? And is this what it really claims to be? Or is it just a manufactured way of basically hiding the truth? We have people out there that do that. You have people in the natural community that aren't natural. And they never have been. But does that mean all of natural bodybuilding is cheating? Are all of us out just to get a trophy? It makes no sense. But they're the ones that basically said, I don't care about my health in the first place. But that doesn't speak for all of natural community. That doesn't speak for everybody that's in this. They might be the loudest, but they're not the most. If we maintain who we are, we can weed out the problem. But then you have to really put the onus on yourself and say, if you know a cheater, what did you do to get them out of that community? And if your answer is nothing, then why are you putting so much pressure on somebody who's trying to keep this clean? This is something we got to think about. Something we have to understand. And if we're not doing right, something we have to live with. But you can't put the onus on others without ever putting the onus on yourself. What are we doing as a part in making this happen? Are we willing to do all we're supposed to? Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse, and I don't want any, like I said, I don't want anybody to feel like I'm picking on them in particular, because I'm not. This is more of a, what do we do in the future? How do we save this sport that we all love? I'm trying to say it in a nice way, but still get the point across of where we're going. This sport is growing. There are so many impassioned people that are involved in this now, and there's so much positive energy. You cannot contain that. It can't help but grow. The cheaters will be weeded out. The bad judges will be caught. the bad promoters will be exposed. There is just too much light now in this sport for darkness to have a foothold. It is changing, and it's changing for the better. And there's going to be a lot of angry people because they had some little hustle going, and it's being derailed by good judges, by good promoters, by good competitors. Somebody that you know is going to be very frustrated and angry because that little thing they were doing to get by has been ruined. But that's part of the business of growth. How many fat cells leave your body because muscle now takes its place? Are you really going to be upset with that fat cell going away to make space for that muscle? It's the same thing in life. There's a lot of excess weight that we have getting in the way of the growth we need. And I know this isn't really about supplements right now, but it's part of supplementation. Why do you take supplementation? Because you can't get a hold of the diet that you really need right now, that steak or that chicken or that broccoli or that fish. So you had to basically get something that could supplement that diet and get you to the next thing. But that meal is still a priority. You have a life, and there's nothing wrong with living it. And supplementation gets you through that day and to that life that you need to spend with family, that you need to spend with friends, that you need to spend in the gym, that you need to spend at work and be successful in all of them. I hope that the stage isn't the goal for what you do, because I can tell you that it's not a successful view of health and fitness. You are basically just showing the world what you've already done, known, and believed. The journey to the stage is the exciting part. Everybody wants to win, but I'm saying you've already won before you set foot on stage. And if you see it that way, you'll be more successful because that's true growth. I just hope this helps. I'm not going to harp on it long, but I just wanted to make sure part two answered the questions that I was given and in the messages. Because like I said, I wasn't attacking anyone. That was not my intent. This is more like a moving forward. What do you do? Because some people don't think on these lines. Like I said, there's 100 things going on. As much time as we might have to do our research, there's another person that doesn't. But he knows somebody that has that time, or she does, whoever. We need to start being aware of our surroundings before we're in a situation where we don't have that choice. I hope I've touched on it in a way that sounds more productive and not destructive. A criticism that we can all live with. But we have to make a change from saying the cliche terms and thoughts. I'm not going to go any further than that. You know, there's going to be people we know that aren't going to do so well on drug tests. And there's people we think are geared to the gills who are clean as a whistle. And I'm saying we need to quit taking our focus so much on that and get more back to the point of dealing with the people who are winners every day. And that's the way you keep a show clean, because you reward the positive energy. And the other stuff will pan out because we'll keep doing our work and we'll be more mindful. And we are, there's some people that already know the cheaters right now and have said nothing. And how good are you for the sport? Do what's necessary to improve what you do. You do it in life. You know, all right, you have the person that says they're doing a clean diet and they're sneaking donuts and their progress suffers. If they'd only stop eating the donuts, the progress would be better. Well, if you'd only get rid of the people that you know are cheating, then this sport will grow fast. It's so many things we put on others because we won't do it ourselves. What kind of teaching is that? What kind of leadership is that? To see ourselves as human and see the things we lack in order to aid anyone in anything they need help with or they lack. Because you have common ground. When you get holier than thou, you're less than dog poop, because you basically lied yourself into existence and doesn't exist. No man, in the eyes of God, we're all just filthy rags. Think about that. And that's on your best day. But if you do your research, if you check yourself in, if you go online for something other than, you know, getting likes and approval, do what you need to do to be that natural athlete. There are some people, like I said, don't need supplements. I call them the straight A students. But what about the B students and the C students? Supplementation helps with that. I'm not fully aware of how to prep a meal, but I know how to make a protein shake. I don't know how to get the right kind of fish, but I know how to get the fish gel caps through the day in a healthy manner. Until you do learn, everybody needs a personal trainer, but they don't always get one. Everybody needs a health checkup from their doctor, but they don't always do it. Who suffers? To be more conscious of us in a way that's not destructive of others. And that's something totally different, and I just went on a rant and... Let's just end this episode and, you know, thank you again, Click Nation, Click Nutrition, for just giving Tuesday nights a home where we can have people come in and chat. And thank you for the live listens. You know, and when you come in with the questions you have, appreciate it. You know, it's local as well as regional and nationwide or worldwide. I don't know. But I know that people do have questions, and I'm telling you right now, if I don't have an answer, I can find somebody who does. It's so much going on in the natural community now, and so much growth, and so much potential for growth. We need to get the small things addressed so big things can happen. I know Dez has a nice show plan for this Thursday, and hopefully I can get my supplement guest to call in this time. I think he might have missed his call. Well, I don't think he missed it. I know he did, but he might have had some issues and something going on. And hopefully he'll be able to speak about supplements on another day. And we can address it as a side point to what we're already talking about for that episode, hopefully. If not, I'll put it on the Midwest Muscle page or the P4P page. And also, now that we have the magazine rolling out, let's just be aware that there's so many things that can be given to help everyone. And now with the P4P Sports Magazine, you can't say you don't know the natural community, because this is covering all sides of the natural community. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your mind wide awake. This is Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle. P4P Natty Nation is growing, and you can't stop it.